Roethlisberger to the rookie Juju.
97 yards.
Let's actually start with your bye week. 4 days off. Tell me what you did.
So, bye week. Wednesday, practice got canceled. We went to Dave & Buster's. From there, I had a flight at 2:30. So, I took my flight. It's a long flight. I'm flying back to California. But I went home. I saw my family. Went to my sister's soccer game, my brother's football game. Had a family cookout. That was Friday. Went out with my friends. Saturday was game day, USC's homecoming against Arizona, which was great because we won. And then Sunday, had breakfast with my family and then flew back home.
Take me through the family tree. Are you the oldest, second oldest, and then what's the different age range?
Yeah, so I'm the second oldest out of seven of us. I have an older sister, and then I have so it's my sister, me, and then my brother who's 13, and then all the kids who are younger, they're all, you know, all the young age, but it's a 13-year-old, and then a 10, a 9, a 7, a 5, and...
What's it like when you guys all get together? That's such a wide age range.
Yeah. I mean, it's great. We all get along with everybody. Everyone's, you know, friendly. I mean, obviously we have our fights, but at the end of the day, you know, we're always happy, playing around. When we eat, it's like a buffet every time when we cook, so it's amazing.
And then USC, take me through that, what that was like going back, not being a college player, being an NFL player, but being there for homecoming.
It was so weird. I would say just because, you know, I only played in college. I went to college for 2.5 years. Decided to leave early, 20 years old. Some of the guys on the team are older than me, but it was a great experience. Obviously, you know, Troy Polamalu was there. He got inducted to the Hall of Fame. You know, being at USC, it was great to see Swan, you know, the head coach, some of my teammates, and obviously, like, the fans, they were great.
Did you know Troy was going to be there?
Yeah.
What was that experience like, getting a chance to catch up with him?
I mean, dude, Troy, you see him on the field, he's like, you know, vicious, you know, great player. But on the field, when you talk to him, he's very soft-spoken. Talking about, you know, Samoan food and, you know, the process of being from, you know, going from college to NFL. So, yeah, it was great to catch up with him.
Speaking of football, is it hard or easy to believe that you've played your first half of your rookie season?
I would say it's easy to believe just because, you know, with everything going on in the past, you know, few weeks or, you know, just the first half of my season, I think it's been great. You know, I've gained a lot of stuff. You know, I'm still learning and, you know, moving the process forward. And I'm very excited to see what this next half is going to be like.
Transitioning from college to NFL, everyone always talks about how long the NFL season is. Is it hard to believe you still have 8 more games, hopefully some more after that as well, to still play?
Yeah, it's very different. That's something that, you know, you caught off guard. You know, I think in college you get like 12 games, so like you'll have 4 more games and you're done with your season, going to playoffs. But in the NFL, you have 8 more games. It's like another half of a season, another college season. But I think it's just so cool because, you know, when you love the game so much and you're having so much fun, you know, time goes by so fast. It's like, you know, before you know it, the season's going to be over.
Did you regroup or mentally go through anything during the bye week to say, okay, this is what I want to accomplish in the second half of this season?
Yeah, I mean, for myself, you know, just stay humble. You know, got to stay level-headed. You know, always have fun. You know, what I do, love the game. But I also want to get better, you know. I also want to push my teammates to get better. You know, I think that we have a very special group, you know, on offense, defense, and special teams. And I think we're going to have some great teams coming this year.
Did you spend any time during the bye thinking of new celebrations?
Yes.
How many?
I'm not going
to
say any.
Well, I don't want you to give them away, but do you have a list? Is there like 20? Is there 10? Like, how ridiculous is this list?
It's about 15 to 20.
Possibilities.
Possibilities. And there's some with, you know, one person, two people, three people, you know, it changes up, you know, varies. It all depends, you know, who we can get into the celebration.
Speaking of celebrations and maybe just having fun, your teammates say it's great having you around. You bring back that, the fun of just playing football and enjoying it and enjoying practice. How do you describe your demeanor and you as a football player?
Well, you know, I'm also young too. So like being young, it's like, I have so much energy. I just bring that around the guys, you know? I mean, a lot of the guys have kids, who got family. Some of the guys who have kids are actually like near my age. And it's pretty cool because, you know, I'm always having fun. You know, the passion for the game is just great. And even in practice too, like I'm trying to think of new celebrations. Oh, baby, bro, I got this new celebration. AB, let's do this. All right, let's do that. So yeah, it's always, you know, glad to be out there.
How do you have that balance, though, of being fun, enjoying it, but being serious and trying to learn and still being a rookie and maybe learning from mistakes?
Yeah, and that's the thing with me. I've learned throughout, you know, playing ball in college and in NFL is that when I'm on the field, there's a switch in my head that comes on like, okay, now it's serious. I got to read the protection. I got to see what the defense is doing. I got to run my route this way. I got to take these many steps. I got to dive down. There's so many stuff going on in your head, how many yards I got to get, where Ben's put the ball at. But then once I do that and I score a touchdown, boom, switch. Got to have fun, like, at the end of the day. So, but, yeah, I mean, that's how I usually work.